Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Donnie Football in for Joe Starkey and Bob Pompeiani. Joe attending to some family in Buffalo this week. Pomp on his way back from Dublin. He should be hosting the show tomorrow. We continue our conversation with Nick Faribault from PennLive.com as we are approaching the 50-minute mark on the Fan. That is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Nick now joining us over the phone. He's on his way down to the Steelers facility. There is player availability in about 45 minutes. No Mike Tomlin press conference today due to the bye week. Nick, two of the big questions coming out of this game having to do with injuries, Jalen Ramsey and Calvin Austin. We will start with Ramsey because Steelers reporter Jerry Dulac from the Post-Gazette, he said these guys would both be out at least, quote, several weeks. So what is the timeline looking like for these two? Has there been any determination on what the injuries are?
So, I mean, Ramsey obviously has a hamstring strain. I think they're still trying to kind of figure out the exact severity of it. I think it's going to be more about how Ramsey kind of reacts to it. And he didn't make it worse when he played. I think that's something to note. And he was at least on a workout bike. And so I think, I'm not sure he's going to play against Cleveland, but I do think there's a chance that he's back after the Cincy game, because I think it's hard to envision Ramsey, if he can't play in Cleveland, playing in that Thursday night game. So that short week probably, I would guess it knocks him out the next two games, but I think he's probably back for that Sunday night game against the Packers. I think that's realistic for him based on what I've heard.
Do they get Joey Porter Jr. back to fill that void?
Yes, I do believe Joey is going to be good to go against Cleveland. So he will be back, which will be a nice boost. I also think Corey Trice is ready to go. And I think they're going to open his practice window next week. So the Steelers might get Porter and Trice back. And Ramsey can at least rest then. So the Steelers still have nice depth there along with Brandon Echols. Echols is okay, by the way. He did get hurt, but it was just really bad cramping in his calves. So he's all good.
I think due to the depth at this position, the injury to Calvin Austin is more of a concern than the Jalen Ramsey injury. Any idea there? And what are their options outside of him, Nick?
Yeah, I mean, Calvin landed really hard on his shoulder. They had to take him to the hospital just to see what it was, because there's no x-ray machine in Croke Park. So they kind of had to take him to the hospital, make sure, you know, no broken collarbone, no severe injury in terms of bones. I don't think that is the issue, but I do think it is something that will hamper him for a while here. I haven't, like, gotten a determination on the diagnosis of it, so I don't know if, you know, it's an AC, if it's, he dislocated his shoulder, but he is right now in a sling. And they're probably going to have him out for a while. And their options right now are pretty slim, Donnie. There's really not a lot. I mean, they went to Scotty Miller more than Roman Wilson. Roman Wilson played three snaps against the Vikings. And it was Scotty Miller who played when Calvin got hurt. So I guess that's the top option. They're going to continue playing Skowronek because Skowronek is kind of your dependable blocking big man. But their options on the outside, I mean, Tyreek Hill was that top option. Obviously, he's now out with the injury. Romeo Dubs or anyone in the Packers room feels like a long shot given Jayden Reed and Christian Watson still being hurt. There's not a lot of obvious candidates. I mean, there's two that come to mind, and one is Alan Lazard. I still think Alan Lazard makes sense for them if they need a guy that can just be a big body fill-in. The other one is Curtis Samuel. Curtis Samuel is a game day inactive right now for the Bills. They've used Khalil Shakir and Keon Coleman more, and he doesn't play teams. But with Calvin Austin out, the kind of issue with Samuel before was it's just the same guy they already have. But with Calvin Austin out, I think he might make more sense. So, honestly, I think those are your two options on the outside right now. I guess you could go look at a free agent. You know, Odell is out there. DJ Chark is out there. Deontay Johnson, I guess, if you really want to have fun with it. But my guess is Curtis Samuel and Alan Lazard right now makes the most sense. And we'll see maybe who else could top three if some teams start having discussions about trades.
What is it with Roman Wilson, man? I mean, three snaps in a game where one of the top receivers gets hurt. Like how is that happening? He played the fewest snaps of anybody on offense.
I mean, watch the film from the first 3 weeks. He just doesn't separate. He didn't separate on the deep routes. And right now, his very specific role, this kind of guy that goes to the outside, motions inside, has to get free on crosses against man-to-man. I mean, they've utilized Metcalf for that. So you haven't really needed Roman to be that guy. He's a scrappy blocker, but so is Skowronek. And Skowronek's bigger. And I think Roman Wilson's just not a precise route runner type. And so he has this niche role that, I mean, with Calvin out, I think actually becomes useful. But they haven't really utilized this route tree. It's been a lot of, like, clear out routes. Like, I call it love for the game routes. He's kind of been a kind of decoy almost. They've utilized him in his, like, 10 snaps. I don't know the average route kind of tree he's run in terms of, like, the depth of it, but I would imagine it has to be well over 15 yards. Most of his routes have been deep routes to clear out the underneath. And the Steelers just haven't been a downfield attacking offense this year, and when they have, they generally have targeted go balls down the sideline. Again, something Roman doesn't really do a lot of. So you just kind of look at it, the way they've attacked defenses, his role kind of being allotted to other guys, and I think that's kind of the explanation for it. But I think with Calvin down, they're going to need him more, so I would imagine they're going to start kind of unleashing a little bit of that, and we'll see what happens with it. But he hasn't done anything to kind of be noticed outside of that.
And what the hell happens if DK Metcalf goes down during this Calvin Austin injury leave?
Yeah, I mean, at that point, I think you're in dire straits.
They're going to run the triple option.
Right. I mean, they have Isaiah Hodgins, at least, now, who I think is a decent, like, wide receiver 5-6, big X type. So at least they have somebody in the org now that can at least play the position, because they didn't score. And so there is that. But, I mean, I don't know. When you call Robert Woods again, maybe. I guess that has to be an option, considering he is still a free agent. You look at practice squads, maybe. I haven't really kept up with Gabe Davis. I've re-signed with the Bills practice squad, but I don't know if he's yet become a member of the active roster. If maybe you could coax him to come over, that wouldn't be the worst idea in the world. So there are some options, but there none of them are appealing if DK got hurt. They'd be in trouble. And with Calvin, they're in trouble. So they need to trade for somebody if Calvin is out, you know, for a very long time. Especially into the second half of the season, where you get into a real gauntlet, I think, of teams, starting with those Packers, and then you have the Colts, take them the Chargers. I mean, that's a tough three-game stretch right there. So you need someone sooner rather than later. If I were Omar Khan, what I'd be doing right now is I'd be scouring the market, and I'd be trying to trade for someone in this week, so you get the guy a buffer week, and so he can actually contribute when he faces the Browns on October 12th.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You actually jogged my memory about Isaiah Hodgins. I forgot that they had him on the practice squad. Should we expect to see him getting a helmet? I mean, if we have Roman Wilson only playing three snaps, Miller and Skoronek are only playing in the teens. Skoronek is a special teams ace. Why not let Hodgins get a go here?
So it depends on what the Steelers want to do, right? So Scotty Miller is the backup punt returner. But someone's got to return punts now that Calvin's hurt. So is it going to be Keyshawn Williams instead? I think that's the question. Keyshawn Williams had a good preseason. He's a nice route runner type. He's a deep threat. He is basically just kind of Calvin Austin light. So I wonder if he might be the guy that gets the call instead. But if they want kind of a pure receiver type, and Scotty Miller is going to be the backup punt returner, maybe they bring Dante Kent off IR so he can be the punt returner. Then I could see them bring Hodgins up. I think he's the best pure receiver they have on the practice squad. He's a fluid mover. I think that's something that they really like about him specifically is, despite his size, he's like 6'4". He actually gets in and out of his breaks pretty well. So he could be somebody that they do bring up. It just kind of depends on what they want, Donnie, because Calvin does do a lot more than just kind of be your receiver. He is your punt returner. So it depends on what they're going to do at punt returner, I think, to see who gets that helmet. I wouldn't be surprised if it's Keyshawn Williams.
A few more minutes with Nick Faribault, Steelers reporter from PennLive.com. Nick, what is going on with Pat Freiermuth? 15 snaps the other day. He doesn't see a target in the game. He only has 7 receptions for 65 yards this year. This is looking like some money they put into the offense that is not money well spent right now.
You know, in terms of what's happening with Moose, I mean, it's not really that hard to decode, right? So Moose right now, I think it's...
Uh-oh, we may have lost Nick there.
Throughout.
Oh, there he is.
Seattle. And so I think that part of it is that until he gets on the same page with Rodgers, he is significantly less dependable than someone like Darnell, who is clearly on the same page as Aaron Rodgers. I also think John U is just kind of a guaranteed snap getter. He didn't play as much this week because of a hip. They limited his snaps, I believe, because of that. But Moose is just kind of a guy that has a role, but if you're not really going to work with the quarterback, why not bring Darnell on the field when he's just a much better blocker, and then they have the jumbo tight end stuff this week. So, to me, the Steelers were more focused on how do we run the ball at a high level in this game because they didn't have Jalen Warren. And so they said, we're going to play Darnell more. We're going to play Anderson more. I think Moose is still a very solid player. I still think he's a very useful player in an offense. But right now, you know, he's the second-best blocker in the room. And on top of that, he's not that dynamic after the catch. So if he's not going to be a seam buster and a contested catch guy that can be kind of this dependable security blanket, this chain mover, I think he's the chain mover of the offense kind of that isn't being seen right now because he's just not on the same page with the guy throwing him the football. So I think Moose, as time goes on, emerges in this offense. have that chain mover type. But he and Rodgers need to hook up in this bye week and be like, okay, what's going on? Why aren't we reading each other's body languages and things like that? Because I think that's the biggest reason we haven't seen him emerge as much, because I just don't think there's a great connection between those two right now.
Did it catch you by surprise that Washington played more snaps combined than all of the other tight ends? And Connor Hayward was second with 16.
Yeah, it did. Listen, I'm a big fan of Darnell Washington playing way more. He should probably be the guy playing the most. He is somebody that opens up the rushing offense in just so many different ways. He clears out those C and D gaps. He is such a athletic mover as well in space. There were a lot of times, Donnie, on tape actually in that past game where he was like open, at least. Not like open in general terms, but like Darnell Washington open, absolutely. Where I actually thought he could have had a few more catches too, and even a touchdown at one point. He's just somebody, you know, I played I think over 90% of the snaps in this one. He's just somebody they need to kind of feed through for this rushing attack to go, because Johnny can't block. Pat's a good blocker now. I think actually Pat has improved as a blocker a lot over the past few years. So I kind of wonder how you still balance the Janu, you know, Yak, kind of wanting to get the quick game stuff going with how you work moves in Washington in. But I can't be that surprised by it because, I mean, you think about what Darnell does. And he really does open up the offense in a completely different way than anybody else. Without him on the field, they really can't run the ball.
Given the first quarter of the season, how it has started, Nick, are you starting to buy in at all that the Steelers in 2025 can win the AFC North?
I'm buying in on that, not necessarily because of how they look, but because of what is going on around them.
Yep.
I mean, you think about the Browns. They have a very good defense. Browns have a very good defense, but they just have an utterly terrible offense. I mean, that offense is awful. They don't have a quarterback right now that's worth a darn. The Bengals with Browning are going to be tough to really win much at all. That defense isn't good enough to keep them afloat. He's not good enough to keep them afloat. The Ravens have really something going on. I know that they've had a very hard schedule, but between the injuries, Lamar's not playing well, and defense looking old and slow, which has been kind of a weird development for them. I mean, the Steelers are certainly, I think, in the seat right now to be the division winners. So I certainly think it's a much better chance than I thought it was earlier. Granted, the Steelers have a harder schedule in the second half than the Ravens, and I think that's going to be a key thing. You know, how healthy do the Ravens get? Do they make adjustments? Because remember, the Ravens last year in the first half, they were the worst passing defense in football and were the best the rest of the year. So they can surge, certainly, and they have a talented team. But losing guys like Nnamdi Matabuike, losing guys like Roquan Smith and Marlon Humphrey for multiple weeks, that's significant for them. It doesn't feel like their coaching has been up to snuff this year. So this is a year I think the Steelers actually do have a real chance to win the division, but they got to keep their foot on the gas. It's not easy to win a division in the National Football League, and the Steelers certainly still have a lot of flaws that they can't overlook themselves.
Nick Farabaugh, check out his stuff. He covers the Pittsburgh Steelers for PennLive.com. Nick, thanks for taking the time, man.
Thanks for having me on, Donnie. Appreciate it as always, man.
There we go. Nick Farabaugh from PennLive.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.